you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From Lansing, Michigan, Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field on Michigan Avenue in downtown Lansing. With Adam Jaxa and Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And today it's the fifth game, the penultimate game of the six-game set, the Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. Hey, Adam, may the fourth be with you.
Hello there. There's no more pertinent day than to say this, Jesse. May the fourth be with you as well. What a great day this is in the 365 in the calendar.
We're coming off a game that took 2 hours and 3 minutes to play. South Bend shutting out Lansing for the first time all year. They send the right-hander Luis Devers to the mound today against Mitch Myers. We'll get to that starting pitching matchup in just a moment. Let's look back on yesterday's shutout. How much of it was on the fine pitching, how much of it was on the defense, and how much of it was due to other factors.
Right now, I got to say it's on South Bend's pitching, because Lansing has struggled in this series against South Bend. I mean, not just yesterday, but the day before. They scored 2 runs in 1 inning on 6 hits. That was it. So the day before that, just 3 runs, 4 hits. Lansing's got to find a way to have a little bit different of a plate approach tonight. I'm not sure what that is, but they're not taking as many walks in this series against a team that's got the highest ERA in the league and had given up the most walks in the league. They've got to find a way to break through offensively and ease some pressure off their pitching staff and defense.
That brings us to Luis Devers, because last year, when Devers faced Lansing, it was June the 6th, he did not last the first inning. He went two-thirds of an inning, 3 hits, 4 walks, 6 runs, wants to put that behind him.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled to start this year too, Jesse. 11 innings pitched, he's given up 12 runs, opponents batting .304 against him. Here's another guy that has struggled with walks, 10 strikeouts, but 9 walks. This is the pitcher that has had the toughest start that Lansing will face this week against South Bend, and they've got to take advantage and jump on him.
Let's now look on the Lansing side. It's the tandem of Mitch Myers and James Gonzalez, which has consistently been Lansing's best pitching tandem.
Yeah, I like it with Mitch Myers. We've talked about him before, Jesse. He comes out and he is aggressive in that first inning. You could see all his pitches, both fastballs, slider, curve, changeup. He does not shy away from his opponents. He comes right at him with all his stuff. And usually through the first time through the order, he's lights out. I'll be interested to see if he can continue that tonight and get into that fourth, perhaps fifth inning.
We'll get into the starting lineups in just a moment. First, roster moves to tell you about for both teams. First for South Bend, Joe Nahas, the right-handed reliever, promoted to Double-A Tennessee, replaced on the South Bend roster by Aaron Perry. And for Lansing, Elvis Rijo, the shortstop, who's been the spirit of the dugout, he was sent to the Arizona Complex League because today is their opening day. We'll check in on the ACL today.
Checking in, no Pedro Ramirez bump up. He's still here?
No, he's still here.
Okay.
And he is in the starting lineup, and let's get right into that right now. Before we get to Pedro, leading things off, the center fielder, Brett Bateman. He's been pretty good. Batting second, the switch hitting second baseman, Adam Hu.
Let's vote for Pedro Ramirez.
Having a monster series. Then Yohendrick Piñango bats third. The left fielder, Jefferson Rojas, gets the day off. The third baseman, Jonathan Long, serves the cleanup hitter. Batting fifth, it's the man wearing number 4. It's Parker Chavers in right field. Hitting sixth, the DH, Felix Stevens. Tons of power. The catcher, Ethan Hearn, bats seventh. He homered earlier in the series. Then the first baseman, Brian Colmer, bats eighth. At batting ninth, it's the shortstop, Ed Howard. I feel every time I say Brian Colmer, I'm telling myself, hey, take a deep breath. Then it's Ed Howard rounding out the order. It's Bateman, Ramirez, Piñango, Long, Shaver, Stevens, Hearn, Colmer, Howard, Are you going to take Pedro Ramirez as your spotlight Cubs hitter?
I got burned by being polite yesterday and not taking Pedro. I'm not doing it again today. I'm taking the guy that's got 10 hits, a home run, a double, four runs, three knocked in this series. He has been unstoppable. Vote for Pedro is my vote today.
Let nobody say that Adam Jaxa does not learn his lessons. Now on the other side, your Lugnuts starting nine. And leading off, it's the left fielder Johnny Butler for a second consecutive game. Then center fielder Henry Bolte bats second, with the first baseman Will Simpson batting third. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter is the right fielder Brian Guelbas. DHing today, Cameron Masterman hits fifth. Batting sixth, second baseman Colby Halter. Shortstop A. Rebiel Angeles, day off yesterday, back in the order today, and batting seventh. Heading eighth, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the third baseman Derek Salome. That's Butler, Bolte, Simpson, Guelbas, Masterman, Halter, Angeles, Rodriguez, and Salome. And they support the right-hander Mitch Myers, your spotlight nut.
You got a righty on the hill, Jesse. You got two lefties in the lineup, and you need a spark from your leadoff man. Johnny Butler does not have a hit yet in this series. He's got to have a big night tonight to set the table.
All right, I love it. We'll step aside, come right back, take a look around the MWL. Lugnuts and Cubs coming up at 7.05 p.m. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Time for us to look around the MWL, the Midwest League High A Baseball, as we prepare ourselves for Game 5 in a six-game set, Lugnuts and South Bend Cubs. They're in the bottom of the first inning right now, and a great start for the Lake County Captains, leading the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 3-0 and still batting with a runner at third base. Fort Wayne lost yesterday. The Tin Caps' record is 10-15, Lake County 14-11. They are trying to catch up with the Great Lakes Loons, and if they win today, they'll be a half game closer, because right now, Great Lakes has fallen to Wisconsin 6-3, and the Loons' record is 17-9. Wisconsin's record improves to 17-9. So Lake County win. They'll be two games out of first place. And you know how those Loons have been boasting about having the best record in the Midwest League? Well, they are now tied. And Quad Cities, with a win, would tie them as well at 17-9. Quad Cities went into Beloit and beat the Skycarp. Final score 9-5. The River Bandits are 17-9. And they've dropped Beloit to 14-11. That halted a three-game Beloit winning streak over the River Bandits. Two games coming up later on, West Michigan at Dayton. Garrett Burhan the ball for the Whitecaps against the Dragons' Jared Lyons. And then Peoria plays in Cedar Rapids, Rincon, against Bowen. Peoria's 8-17. That is the worst record in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids at 13-11. Meanwhile, West Michigan 10-15. Dayton 11-14. Everybody getting themselves all sorted out. Adam, of course, we know. Great Lakes off to the great start. The Lugnuts will be playing at Great Lakes this coming week.
Yeah, they're going to have something to say about that up in Midland. That's a spot they like up there, Dow Diamond. It's a place the Lugnuts have done pretty well the last few years. So we'll see what happens next week.
The Loons' record right now is 13-3 on the road and 4-5 at home. So
welcome to cold baseball. The ball doesn't travel well at Dow Diamond.
The Oakland Athletics had a three-hour rain delay They're going to get things going, though, against the Marlins. Paul Blackburn on the mound.
Brett Harris, we're still waiting for that first hit.
It's just game two. Yesterday was 0-3, but the A's won it. They won it 3-1. Great pitching by J.P. Sears.
Second longest winning streak in the big leagues right now. Look at those Oakland Athletics go. They are a game away from being 500 on the season.
We're waiting for the Lugnuts to take the field, and here they go, and they're wearing their alternate black uniforms today. The black jersey shirts, the black caps from Mitch Myers, the right-hander out of Lynette, Alabama, who attended Pitt. Meanwhile, South Bend on the other side, how about the powder blues?
Kind of a rebellious move by the Nuts to go with the alternates today.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Join the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the field for our national anthem.
That's Thomas Lerner down there with the deep pipes on Jackson Field. We are ready for Lugnuts baseball to just a touch above 70 degrees tonight. It is game 5 of 6. It is May the 4th be with you tonight. May 4th, 2024, just after 7 o'clock. Game number 26 for your Nuts, 11-14 through the first quarter of the season. South Bend, 9-16. As they have come in and taken 3 of the first 4. It is alternative night tonight, I suppose, with the jerseys as the Cubs go with the light blues and the dark blue sleeves, while the Lansing Lugnuts go with those black unis, black caps, and white pants. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, he's going with the khakis, the gray polo that says staff, the T is Luggy the logo, and he's got the headset on, ready to rock. The Sennheiser speaks to you now. Here he is, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I'm so predictable. I'm utterly predictable. Adam on the other side is wearing a beautiful blue polo. It is Adidas. He is shaping up here. He showed up in a Lugnuts baseball cap. It is a trucker cap with a mesh wrapping around. It has a red brim and a black crown. The Lugnuts are going through their defensive paces. Down to the field we go for two big words. And let's go. The defense for Lansing. In the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Henry Bolte in center, Brian Wilbas in right, Will Simpson's at first, Colby Halter at second, the shortstop A. Rebilanales at third, Derek Salone, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez, all of them in support of the man from Lynette, Alabama. How about him, Adam? Mitch Myers.
He's got a couple of fastballs, four-seam fastball with the velocity, then a cut fastball, slider, curve, changeup. And the last time he started, gave up 3 runs. This will be his third start this season. And let's see what he's got here to open up the game.
Brett Bateman had the day off yesterday. He's back in the order today, and here we go. The first offering misses down low. We're underway at 7.06 p.m. 7.06, ball one. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Travis Roberson calling the balls and strikes. The deal. Foul tipped air in the mid of the catcher, Rodriguez. A ball and a strike. Brett Bateman's hitting .338. The OBP is at .484 for the Golden Gopher. A 1-1. Try called on the outside corner at the knees. Change up from Mitch. Adam, you and I know Mitch Myers will use any pitch in any count.
He's going to empty the tank.
1-2. Sails up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bateman. That's the thing. Pedro Ramirez, the man on deck, has stolen the series with all of his production. Bateman's been right there with him. 2-2. Down low and in. The count is full.
5 hits. He's had 3 walks. Scored 3 times. Knocked 1 in. I mean, he's the dream guy to have in that leadoff spot. It's part of the reason why the top of this order is so talented.
It's a payoff pitch. On its way. Line drive, left center, base hit. Bateman's on again. Henry Bolte picks it up, gets it in. Bateman content with a leadoff single.
I feel like that could be a movie title. Bateman's on again.
71 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. A beautiful day for Bateman. Here's Pedro Ramirez.
Beautiful day for Bateman base hits.
Ramirez knows a little something about that. Hitting 373, the pitch. That's a strike call to start him. Every time I look up there, I go, Adam, it keeps on increasing that batting average.
I mean, he's going to run by Will Simpson into the 400 club here soon.
He has 28 hits this year, tied with teammate Jefferson Rojas. 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball for a called strike two. One of the top prospects in the Cubs organization on this South Bend squad, the 20-year-old. Can you imagine what it would be like to have your birthday on April Fool's Day? He's from Temblador, Venezuela. No score, nobody out. Bateman at first, a threat to run, not going. And Ramirez whacks it foul off the left side. Keep it 0-2.
Does your birthday count if it's on April Fool's Day?
If someone gives you a gift, you say, really? Is this really for me?
What is it?
I think I would be on my guard. It's an 0-2 from Myers. Up high. Here's the other thing. The Lugnuts are wearing their blacks. And so is the umpiring crew. No baby blue shirts today. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball through Myers, legs into center field, base hit. Bolte scoops, gets into shortstop. Bateman checks into second on the Ramirez single. 29 hits this year for the 20-year-old.
It's unreal how consistent he has been since Tuesday to now Saturday. 11 hits in this series. He's had a couple extra base hits, had basically the game-winning home run yesterday with the shutout. And here comes the top of this order trying to do damage right away again tonight.
Ramirez 11 for 18. Bateman 6 for 12. Yohendrick Piñango takes ball one. Down it in. Ramirez, by the way, against Quad Cities, was 8 for 17 with 5 walks. Reached base 13 times in 22 trips. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Bateman against the River Bandits was 8 for 17 with 4 walks. Part of that series, South Bend lost it. The Cubs had not won a series all year. If they win today, they'll clinch the series victory. They come in having won 3 of the first 4. Nobody out, no score. The toss. Piñango fouls it into the screen. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Well, South Bend came into this series, Jesse, in 3rd place offensively behind Lansing, and a couple days into the series, they've passed the Lugnuts offensively.
You know what I mean when I say, like, Big 12 football, where the teams go up and down the field? That had been South Bend, right? Trying to keep pace with the runs that they had been allowing. Piñango gets under it, out into right center field, shallow. Halter goes out. He looks up, and there's the center fielder, Bolte, sliding in for the catch. Bolte's throw back in, trickled off Anales, backed up by Salome. But Henry Bolte feet first with a graceful slide, and Piñango's at number one.
Yeah, that ball hung up in the air a long time, but it was hit in a perfect spot right in the triangle between Halter, Brabas, Bolte, and Bolte did. Boy, he made that look so easy. Nice gliding slide in there to make the first out of the game.
Here's Jonathan Long. 1 out, Bateman at second, Ramirez at first. The pitch, Outside corner, strike called from Myers. South Bend looking to score first today. And these last two games have been so pitching dominated. Lugnuts winning 2 days ago, 2-1. South Bend won yesterday, 3-0. Huge threat here. Long swings, hits a fly ball out to left center field. There goes Bolte to his right. Can he get there? Yes, he can. He runs it down. At second base, Bateman is tagging. He hustles for third, no throw. Anales runs the baseball back into the infield. Ramirez headed back to first base. That's back-to-back flies tracked down by Bolte. One in, the other out.
Well, it's a good thing he warmed up today. He's getting his sprints in, left to right, forward, backward to start this game.
I mean, dare I say that was a long ball from Jonathan Long?
Uh-huh.
So now Parker Chambers, the number five batter in the order. I wonder if Brendan King and Max Thoma for Jonathan Long home runs, if they call them long balls.
It's a missed opportunity if they don't. We'll pass the info along.
Parker Chambers, first and third, no score, two gone. Ball one up and away from Myers. Fastball. Now Chambers comes in hitting 200 in 13 games, 9 for 45, a double and a homer for the left-handed hitting. Right fielder, the deal. Driven foul left side. Strike one. Fastball jumped on him at 91 from Mitch. Adam, with great respect to Parker Chambers, that was the gauntlet, right? Bateman, Ramirez, Pinyango, and Long. And now these are the batters. Chambers batting, Stevens on deck. South Bend is looking for more production out of them. The 1-1, Ramirez runs, pitches up and away, throw down to second base. Bateman for the plate, the return throw, the tag, not in time. Bateman is safe. South Bend steals home. 1-0 Cubs as they pull off the Little League double steal.
And South Bend knows it too. Chambers doesn't have a hit yet in this series, so they take the risk, try the double steal. It works out, and Lansing still continues to struggle in the run game defensively.
Ramirez in scoring position, leading away from second. Two balls and a strike on Chambers. Myers sets, throws. Backdoor breaking ball missed wide. Three balls and a strike. So with that play, if the catcher Rodriguez is throwing down, you either have to get that out at second base, or that return throw has to be quick. And Aribel Anale stepping in front of second, trying to fire it back. It was close, 3-1. Missed inside and low, and it's a walk for Chambers.
And that was, I think, too, Anales, they had the out at second base. I mean, he caught it. Now, he did step in front, but I still think if he makes the tag there, they're done with the inning, but he stepped in front, was ready to come home, and the Cubs catch a break, and it was the correct call at home plate. Bateman slid in under the tag.
Before Felix Stevens can bat, the pitching coach Don Schulze heads out for a talk. Well, South Bend scores first. The back-to-back singles by Bateman and Ramirez, then the back-to-back flyouts by Pinyango and Long to center, but Bateman tagging on the long fly out to center field put them in position for South Bend to pull off the double steal. Now that followed up by the walk, two on, two out, 1-0 Cubs. And the batter is coming up who has had a cold start to the year, but Adam, we have seen in this series, if you make a mistake, what can happen.
Yeah, the Cubs have had a few home runs and this man's had one of them, and that's what you got to be dangerous of. Have guys that are struggling, but if they have the ability to knock it out of the park, it makes the lineup that much more dangerous.
Righty to righty. Felix Divins hits a high fly out to right. Welbus has room. He has the catch to his left side retired. So in the end, from Mitch Myers, the right-hander utilizes 23 pitches, 14 for strikes, one run on two hits, one walk, and the double steal. Runners stranded at first and second. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Luis Devers to the mound. Cubs 1. Lugnuts coming up.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Johnny Butler to lead things off, followed by Henry Bolte and then Will Simpson for the Lugnuts. Luis Devers to the mound, the right-hander for the Cubs with a 1-0 lead to his back. He lets it fly, and Johnny Butler takes a called strike one. Fastball snapping in at 93 miles per hour. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Butler takes a fastball up and away. 92, ball one. Second straight game for Butler, batting out of the leadoff spot. Devers deals. Off-speed, down and away. And ball two. Now, Butler yesterday was hitless. He's actually in the middle of a slump. He takes ball three high. So maybe this might be the cure to this cold spell. Butler and a lot of the Lugnuts have seen their bats go cold here. 3-1. Butler fouls it back. Here's what I mean. His batting average has slipped down to 228. He is 0 for his last 10. In fact, he's 0 for 10 in this series with a walk. A payoff. Butler swings and misses. Changeup strikes him out. One up, one gone, one strikeout for Devers. The 6'3", 178-pounder out of Samaná, Dominican Republic. And bring up Henry Bolte. South Bend's defense, Ethan Hearn forms the battery with Devers. Calmer at first, Ramirez at second, Howard at short, Long at third. Bolte takes ball one, high. At the outfield, Johendrick Piñango is in left. Brett Bateman plays center. And in right field, Parker Chavers. The deal, that missed off the outside corner. And Devers is behind Bolte, 2-0. Well, behind Butler, 3-1, came back to get him. Wines, deals. Swing and a miss. Late movement on that 91-mile-an-hour heater. And Bolte pulled off of it. 2-1. The deal. The breaking ball is lined on the right side. It is foul. It hung up there. And Bolte, with his quick bat and power, nearly drilled himself an extra base hit into the corner. Chambers was over there, but these corners at Jackson Field, they're treacherous. Who's to say that you know where that baseball is going to bounce? From 2-0 to 2-2 on Bolte. Devers spins up the baseball. Here comes. Quick pitch. Breaking ball stayed outside. Ball three. Trying to mess with Bolte's timing. The kick and the toss. High pop up right side. First baseman Calmer. Nearing the stands, that baseball is backing out of play and then ricocheting right back onto the field. Nice grab, second baseman Ramirez. And Ruben Escalera, the first base coach, underhands it to a kid with a glove. Didn't catch it, picked it up off the ground. He's got it. Don't you worry about him. 1-0 Cubs, bottom of the first inning. One out, nobody on. And the second straight batter gets a payoff pitch from Devers. He walked him, missed with the off-speed low. One strikeout, one walk, and Bolte down to first base. It's
It's a really nice start to this game for Henry Bolte. A couple of great grabs in the top of the first, and a lengthy at-bat there to get the first base runner of the day for the Nuts.
Something I want us to keep an eye on, Adam, is Bolte is walking more and more. Here's Will Simpson. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. Speaking of a guy who walks a lot, Simpson led Lansing in walks in April. He's leading them right now in walks in May. He's right up there, tied for first in the league. Here's the pitch. Line drive smoked up the middle, a base hit center field beyond Ramirez. Bolte's into second. The throw from center comes into shortstop. And a walk and a single following the leadoff strikeout. Here come the Lugnuts.
Would you say that Will Simpson is the walking Jedi and Henry Bolte is the walking Padawan?
Yeah, I could see that Bolte would be the Padawan, sure. The two of them do hang together. There's a lot to be learned.
They should go to the Dagobah system together.
It was Brian Buelbas. Righty, righty. It's May the 4th, everybody. Ball one low and away on the breaking ball. By the way, that Will Simpson single was 108 miles an hour off the bat.
Yeah, he can hit the ball, too.
He lined it. Ramirez was up the middle. He had no chance to get there. Ball one offering from Devers. And Buelbas grounds to shortstop. It's Howard to Ramirez over to first, double play, 6-4-3. Lansing grounded into three of them yesterday. Here's the first today. The saga continues into the second inning. Cubs 1, Lugnuts nothing.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 26th game of the Lugnuts' 28th season in the Midwest League. We roll into the second. South Bend 1, Lansing nothing. 7-8-9 batters. Ethan Hearn gets things started against Mitch Myers, and he takes a ball inside. It's Hearn, it's Calmer, it's Howard. Ethan Hearn, the catcher, batting left. 1-0 Cubs on a double steal in the first inning. Myers throws. There's a called strike, a fastball at 90 on the outside corner. Ethan Hearn comes in hitting 281, albeit in limited time. This is only his 10th game of the year. Here's the pitch. That's at the knees on the outside corner. Good looking change. 1-2. Hearn out of Mobile, Alabama. Meanwhile, Mitch Myers out of Lynette, Alabama. How about this matchup? You know me, Adam. I lived in Montgomery for a couple of years.
I've been down to Mobile.
Here's the pitch. Up high. What do you associate Mobile with?
The water.
Oh, I was thinking Henry Aaron. But
okay.
That's good, too.
Yes, absolutely.
That
well,
work.
They don't play in his ballpark anymore down
no.
there.
2-2. Fly ball, center field. Henry Bolte backs up. Out of the shadow, approaches the warning track to his right, reaching high above his head for the catch. third catch for Bolte. One away, top of the second inning.
You know what else is big down there?
Biscuits.
Biscuits obviously are big. Barbecue is big. But they actually claim the first Mardi Gras down there in Mobile.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Not New Orleans.
Correct.
They're saying New Orleans took it from them.
Exactly.
How about that? There's Brian Colmer. That's right, called outside corner. That's also where, help me out with this, Senior Day, the Senior Bowl for college football players.
Yep, South Alabama University down there.
A 1-0. Check swing. Pitch was low. On appeal, he did not go. What I love about South Alabama is it's USA, right?
USA, USA, and they're red, white, and blue.
But their nickname is not something patriotic. It's
Jaguars.
2-0. Foul back. The USA Jaguars.
Really good baseball program down there, though, as you'd expect.
Yes. You've enjoyed your time in Mobile.
Oh, it's a great spot down there.
How about your time in Phoenix, Arizona?
Love.
The Phoenix native, Brian Colmer, takes a ball outside.
That's my second home down there, Jesse, if you were wondering.
You know what? I'm no longer wondering. I know the answer. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Cubbies, top of the second. Here's the pitch to Colmer. Fouled back under the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, it stays. Hitting 140 through his first 16 games.
Really do think it's important here that Mitch Myers has a more effortless second inning to kind of help settle him in after that lengthy 23-pitch first.
Colmer goes down swinging. High cheddar from Myers. There's his first strikeout. 2 up, 2 down. So bring up Ed Howard. Number 9 hitter in the order, batting 182. Righty to righty. He skies it. Henry Bolte in center, in to his right in the shadow of the video board with the grab. Routine. And I would call that an easy frame.
Yes, and that would be catch number 4 on May the 4th.
Catch 22. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. The Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. Game number 5, Cubs are leading 1-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A masterful start to the bottom of the second inning. Cameron Masterman steps up. Lugnuts down 1-0. Masterman, Halter, Anales, 5-6-7 in the Lansing order. Against the team in the two different shades of blue, the South Bend Cubs. Luis Devers, back to work, letting it fly. Strike called outside corner. For South Bend, their jerseys say Cubs in big blue letters across the front of the chest. The deal, swing and a miss. He chased it down and away. No balls and two strikes on the DH Masterman. The sleeves are what you'd expect, that bold Cubs blue, but they've gone powder blue for the chests and the backs. The pitch is way dead and missed, and Devers fans Masterman to open up the second inning. That was a good morning, good afternoon, good night situation. Devers has his second K.
That's a frustrating at bat right there for Masterman. He swung at 2 pitches out of the zone. He was fooled on the off-speed stuff and not what he was looking for.
Now Colby Halter batting left. The number six hitter takes a called strike from Devers. Fastball from Devers right now, 90 miles an hour, 90 to about 92 or so. He offers. It's bunted up the third base side, but foul. Yeah, the third baseman long playing so far off the bag and deep, and it was there if he had gotten it down. But nothing and two now in Colby.
Yeah, I like the idea. Just kind of execute it.
1-0 Cubbies. The men in black, the Lugnuts today. An 0-2 pitch to Colby. Did not chase down. Ball one. Today being May the 4th, today all around the ballpark, it's LugCon, they're calling it, the Lugnut Comic Con. There's tons of vendors here on the concourse, and there was a free comic book giveaway. Here's the 1-2. Had a bouncer up the third base side. It's picked up in fair ground by the catcher, Hearn, who reels and fires to first in time. Two gone. Boy, that's do or die for Ethan Hearn, and he chose, I'm going for it.
Yeah, that's the risk-reward situation, right? That's basketball coach on the sideline going, don't shoot, no, 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 yes, when it goes in. I mean, that ball is spinning foul. He picks it up and whips it down to first. Great play by Hearn.
Hey, Rubiel Anales takes ball one up and away. Do or do not. He did.
Yeah, he did. There's no try.
There's
just
no
do.
Try.
Get
There's
it done.
No trying in baseball. Here's the 1-0. That's outside.
That's good. I like that.
Hey, Rubiel Anales, the number seven hitter. Lugnuts down 1-0, two outs, nobody on. Devers looks for the perfect frame. He offers. Broke it in for a called strike. So we were comparing this to last year, right? Devers, 2/3 of an inning, allowing 6 runs. Walked 4, gave up 3 base hits. He's doing better here. Offers. Above the zone. Anales has himself in an advantageous count.
And you think on May the 4th that number 4 is going to have a big night.
There's a called strike. Well, facing number 41. Felix Stevens is 44 for South Bend. Payoff. Fouled back. Fought off the good breaker. Let's see. Oh, number 4 for South Bend is Parker Chavers, the right fielder.
Yeah, well.
Keep our eye on him. Payoff pitch. Anales fouls off another. C.J. Rodriguez waits on deck. Adelaide's hitting 262 with a couple of home runs. Payoff pitch. Down and away, he draws the walk. Sixth walk for Adelaide this year. Two-out base runner for Lansing in the second inning. Now, the first inning for the Lugnuts was looking great. After leadoff strikeout, Bolte walked. Simpson singled him to second, but a double play ball quashed things in a hurry. Let's see if Lansing can make something of this second. Two outs, Anales at first, down 1-0. The batter, C.J. Rodriguez, who grounds off his foot. That smarts. Strike one. On Lugnut Comic-Con night, there was the free comic book giveaways that they were handing out to everyone coming through the gates, and they had different levels at them. There was the more adult comic book, there was the younger comic book, there was the very, 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 very young comic book. And I can tell you that youngest is a very big hit. There comes an 0-1. Line foul right side. I got the free preview. I brought it home to Alon. It's Spidey and his amazing friends. And there's a story in there of the Incredible Hulk and Rhino playing a baseball game against one another.
Right up Alon's alley.
Pick up the over tag. Too late, Anales back in. They are playing this game. Rhino against Hulk. It's one-on-one, one pitching to the other. And the problem that Spidey has to stop is they keep hitting home runs that are damaging property. 0-2, breaks low and away. So do you want to try to guess how Spidey solves this problem?
What does he do?
He says to Rhino, if I strike you out, will you promise to stop playing baseball? Strikes him out on 3 pitches. They say, all right, good game. 1-2. Down and away, gets away from Hearn. Anales jogs up to second. Two balls, two strikes, and C.J. Rodriguez, RBI opportunity. Single should tie up the score. It is a wild pitch, by the way, for Luis Devers. That's his first wild pitch of the year.
Just feels like it's time for a bomb, isn't it?
Strike three called, outside corner. It doesn't. Devers bookends the frame with strikeouts. He has three strikeouts through two scoreless innings. He leaves Anales in scoring position. And he sends us to the third inning, where Adam has the call. South Bend is leading 1-0.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hello there, and may the 4th be with you on this Saturday, May 4th, 2024. Adam Jackson alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 1-0 the Cubs lead as we head to the top of the third. Downtown Lansing, and the sun is still shining out. 70-plus degrees at first pitch tonight. Back to the top of the card for a second time, which means Brett Bateman steps into the left-handed box. First pitch home from the righty. Mitch Myers misses low. Ball one. Myers gave up a couple of hits and a walk in that first inning. Plus a double steal, which brought in the run. Pitch on the ground, hit over to the shortstop. Anjales to his left behind second, slings to first, and by a half step beats Bateman. One down.
How about that internal clock for Arribia? Casually played like a walk through the park.
Yeah, he was playing shaded up the middle, but still had to move to his left behind the bag at second. Of course, you can't shift beyond the other side of second base. Just in time. The pitch. Ramirez takes it on the outside corner. Strike one.
With A. Ribiel's walk last inning, and that play here, I think he's feeling good.
The 0-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike two with the fastball. What'd I tell you, Jesse's wearing number four.
Yeah. It's his day.
It's May the 4th. Be with you night. Happy Star Wars Day to everyone that celebrates. And to those who don't, make better choices. The 0-2 pitch. This is popped up to shallow center field. Anjales is going back, reaches up, juggles it, and it drops down in center field. It almost turned into an assist. He swiped at it with the glove. It popped up in the air. Bolte was coming in, but he couldn't quite get there in time. So it is a single for Ramirez, his 12th hit of the series.
If he could have knocked that ball higher into the air, given it a little bit more hang time.
He becomes the setter on the play, and Bolte becomes the man that gets the spike slash catch. Pitch. That's in there. Strike one to Yohendrick Piñango. In the top of the third here at Jackson Field, 1-0 Cubs lead. They win tonight. They would take the series a night early. The finale coming tomorrow. Myers pitch. Piñango shoots it down the third base side. Foul.
Dangerous.
He just punched that one right into the dirt. And Derek Salom is playing more shaded towards short. So that would have gone right inside the bag and gone down the line if it stayed fair. Instead, no balls, two strikes on the lefty, Pinyango, one of four lefties in the lineup tonight. The pitch, pop back out of play. As the weather continues to warm, 70 degrees plus this week, fans continue to come out. They've come out again tonight. We had nearly 3,000 last night, nearly 4,000 on Thursday night. The pitch home. Up high and outside as it brings C.J. Rodriguez out of his stance. 1-2. Just really like the catching gear this year for C.J. Rodriguez. It's all gray/silver, so it works perfect when Lansing wears the blacks because their off color is silver. 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss into C.J. Rodriguez's mitt. Second strikeout for Mitch Myers. Two down. You know what I'm saying, Jesse? He looks like maybe he could play the Mandalorian with that outfit that he's got, the catching gear, all silver in front.
Remove the mask.
That's right. That is the way. The pitch, swing and a miss. Jonathan Long late on that pitch. Fly out to Henry Bolte, who's got four putouts so far on May the 4th. 1-0, though, the Cubs lead in the top of the third. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. Outside, throw back to first, and in standing is Ramirez. It's a good-looking snap throw, though, from C.J. Rodriguez. We heard all about C.J. Rodriguez when he got drafted, about being a great defensive catcher.
And a leader.
1-1 pitch, swing and a miss with the slider. And this, it's got to bug him that there has been so much success for the opponent so far to open 2024 in the run game. So I wouldn't be surprised if that starts to tighten up as the season goes on. 1-2 pitch, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Simpson is over towards the coach's box, onto the warning track, backs up, glove above his head. He makes the catch, falling a step back. And that will do it for the Cubs in this third inning. They do get the base hit from Ramirez. Ho-hum, just another hit for him. His 12th of the series, but no runs. Bottom third is next, 1-0, Cubs lead.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And back here at the ballpark, Lansing trails South Bend 1-0. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and Nasty Nate Miller with us in the booth tonight, our statistician. Nate letting us know in the break, Lansing looking for their first win on a Saturday this year. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night.
Here comes Derek Salome. The pitch. That's inside. Ball one. So Salome trying to get the Lugnuts off to a good start on this Saturday night. They're down 1-0. Pat Brunner's in both half innings, though. Pitch home. That's up high, inside. Salome's got a great look tonight. He's got the white shoes on, black Nikes, and then he's got the black stirrups on. Pitch, rocketed up into the air. And that's heading out of play, first base side towards the concourse. Two balls and a strike on Salome, who is making just his second appearance in this series and his first start. 2-1 pitch. Line drive right at the shortstop. Howard shoots up his mitt and snags it. One down.
Luis Devers so far is doing something that you don't want to advise a pitcher to do. He is consistently falling behind in the count, and it's not hurting him.
Now, five batters so far. He has fallen behind, yet he's given up no runs. Here's Johnny Butler on the ground, and a short hop pick by Colmer at first. He's got it, runs to the bag. Back-to-back pitches, two outs. So Johnny Butler still unable to get anything going in this series. And now here comes Henry Bolte. He's been the best player tonight simply because he's had so many baseballs hit his way in center. He's caught them all. And he also drew that lengthy walk in the first. The pitch home. Swing and a miss as it runs inside on him. 1-0 Cubs, bottom three. On an absolute gorgeous night for baseball, Michigan State Capitol. 0-1. Slider bends in. Strike two. Bolte with that big frame at the plate. 6-3, 210. The 20-year-old waits. Here's the 0-2. Slider runs away. He swings and misses. And we are running away to the fourth. 1-0 South Bend on a runaway train in this series. They're coming to the plate when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Not much better than spending a Saturday night at the ballpark. And the fans getting the wave going here at Jackson Field as the Lugnut pit crew urges them on. It's the Cubs, though, that are in front, 1-0. They are in front in this series, 3-1. A chance to win the series tonight. A team that came in last place, the South Bend Cubs, sit now at 9-16. 5, 6, and 7 coming up against the right-handed starter Mitch Myers for your Lansing Lugnuts. Parker Shavers opens up. He walked in his first at-bat. The pitch. Breaking ball comes in a little bit too tight. Ball one. Second game in this series for Shavers. Got a walk and a run scored so far. The pitch. Popped out to guess who? Henry Bolte. Twist to his left. Comes back to his right. Sizes it up. Reaches up and makes the catch. Five up and five down for the center fielder, Henry Bolte. He had back-to-back great catches in the first, then bookend catches to open and close the second, and now he's got another catch to open the fourth on May the 4th. Pitch home. That's shot foul, first base side. Look out. A couple of fans ducking over there as that hit the bleachers down the right field side. Chairbacks most of the lower bowl, and then you end down the right field line with bleacher seats. The pitch, this is on the ground, in fair territory, small hop, Salome has it, fires across the diamond, Simpson catching as he fights the sun, two outs. 1-0 Cubs lead, top four. So bleachers towards the right side, and then you've got the Sparrow Stairs and the Miller Lite elevator, and then you wrap around to the left where there's picnic tables at the end of the seats, and that lead to the Pepsi porch. Here's the lefty, Ethan Hearn. Base is clear, two away. The pitch, that's up high, ball one. So Shavers flies out to Bolte. Stevens grounds out to Salome at third. Mitch Myers trying to get a 1-2-3 frame. Pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike one. He had a 1-2-3 second. He had a four-batter third with the base hit to Ramirez. Now he's set down four in a row. This pitch is on the ground to the second baseman. Halter shuffles to his right, bobbles, regathers, throws to first. Low stretch from Simpson. He's got it. And a 1-2-3 fourth. On the fourth, we head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time coming up from Jackson Field.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth we go, 1-0 Cubs in front. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday with us from Jackson Field and Michigan State Capitol. Lugnuts have the heart of the order, due up 3, 4, and 5. Will Simpson, Brian Buelbas, and Cameron Masterman. Just one hit tonight, and it came from this man, Will Simpson, as he climbs in from the right side. Ankle guard on that front left foot. Open stance. The pitch and the throw. And that's in on the inside corner, strike one. Kind of looks like a line dance move from Devers. He steps back, he steps up, he throws. And it's up high, ball one.
Not always the same thing, though. Every now and then he goes quick pitch.
You got to keep him guessing.
Step to your left, step to your right. Quick pitch, y'all.
The pitch. And this is one hop, not two. Over to third, Long has it, and it is in time to Calmer at first base. So well done over there by Jonathan Long. And here comes Brian Buelbas. One out, bottom four, 1-0 Cubs lead. Jesse, a trivia question for you tonight. We've been doing some Lansing Lugnuts franchise history trivia the last couple of nights. The pitch, Buelbas takes it in there, strike one. So for those Lansing Lugnut historians, or those that would like to take a guess at it, yo, one, swing and a miss. The question tonight is, which Lugnuts manager has the most wins in Lugnuts history? Which Lugnuts manager has the most wins in Lansing Lugnuts history? 0-2, slider is outside. Send in your guesses or correct responses, whatever it is, to Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Broadcast booth email, 1-2. Shout out to right field, hanging up though. Shavers comes in, leans over, and he makes the catch. And there's two outs. Do you know that one off the top of your head?
I've got a guess.
Okay.
Because this was someone who clearly managed more than one season. So that's leading me in a certain direction.
Yes, you are correct there. Okay, here comes Cameron Masterman. Two out, space is clear. Swings and misses at that slider outside. Strike one.
I'm a little scared to say anything more because I don't want to potentially reveal it.
The 0-1. There's a bouncing ball off the plate. Weakly hit toward short. Howard charges, has it, throws on the run. It's in time. And there is another 1-2-3 half inning. Your one little helpful hint, this manager predates the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I was wondering, is there a Cubs connection?
I don't know, Jesse. There may be. Let's head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you what's happening on the field. Right now, Cubs lead 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four innings have been played. Let's go to the fifth. The Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers against the 8-9-1 hitters in Calmer, Howard, and Bateman, the only run of the game. Brett Bateman stole home in the first inning. That is all. Yesterday, South Bend shut out Lansing 3-0. Myers deals. Brian Calmer takes ball one up and away. The 57th pitch from Myers. From Mitch, four innings, three hits, one run, one walk, two strikeouts. On the other side, Luis Devers, four scoreless, one hit, two walks, four Ks. That ball is up, and it's two balls and no strikes to Calmer, who struck out his first time, one of those two Myers strikeouts. Wind is blowing in from right field. Pitch on its way. Strike called outside corner. Fastball from Myers, 89 miles an hour.
Light speed.
Can it do the Kessel run? Here's the 2-1. Skied foul off the right side. First baseman Simpson is hoping there's no wind to take it back. Adam, I've got a joke for you.
What do you got?
Henry Bolte's having a great game, right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing that any of these infielders, Salome, Anales, Halter, Simpson, can do that Henry Bolte cannot do on this May the 4th. There's the 2-2. That's high. Three balls and two strikes.
Stop a ground ball.
If the bases were loaded, they could use the force.
Uh-huh.
Because there would be a force play in effect at every bit.
I like it.
James Gonzalez is warming in the pen. Payoff pitch, waved down and missed. Got him with the breaking ball down and away. The Myers curve strikes at Calmer. Three strikeouts from Mitch. Twice he's victimized the South Bend first baseman.
Well, we're on the topic of Star Wars, Jesse. Do you know what tomorrow is?
May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
What else is tomorrow?
Well, it's a Sunday. That pitch is up. Ball one to Ed Howard.
That's right. It is called Revenge of the 5th.
Oh, yes. Good point. The wind of the toss. Up and into Howard on appeal did not go. Ball two.
Because, you know, we got to celebrate the dark side or the Sith Lords.
Do we have to?
Yeah, you know, you got to celebrate both sides. You wouldn't have the great battle without the bad guys.
What would the Ewoks think about this? 2-0 coming. Strike call. Fastball inside corner. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. South Bend batting with a 1-0 lead.
Well, I know the Ewoks are cute, but I don't find them as any sort of fighting threat.
A ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Halter a dive, but it skips off his glove. It kicks into left center. Howard is on. Bolte retrieves. A one-out single for the Cubs.
Well, this is dangerous here. Going back to the top of the order. Great stuff by Howard to get on.
I'm just saying, on the forest moon of Endor, those Ewoks gave the stormtroopers an awful lot of trouble.
They did. Got all sorts of trappings and configurations and can get you.
Here is Brett Bateman. Bateman is 1-for-2. Singled. Scored a run on the first. The only run. Starts things off by taking a called strike from Myers. One run, four hits, no errors for the Cubs. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Lugnuts. Top of the fifth inning. Double play ball would end this frame. Easier said than done. Righty deals to lefty. Fouled straight back. Strike two. Revenge of the fifth.
It's outstanding.
Tomorrow here at the ballpark, it is Cinco de Mayo. The Lansing Locos will be playing a Copa game. Also at Capital City Market, Kids Day to close out this series. Gates open at 12 noon, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. The deal. Bateman lines a base hit to left field. Johnny Butler fields, plays it in. Up to second, Howard. Brett Bateman is 2-for-3 with two singles.
Oh, so there's a sequel to the movie.
There always is. What I worry about is every now and then it looks like a reboot. I mean, some people would say that Brett Bateman's base hits and what Pedro Ramirez has done, well, that's just fan service for all these Cubs faithful. There's pitching coach Don Schulze. Ramirez coming up. He's 2-for-2. So he and Bateman are 4-for-5, and the whole rest of the Cubs order, just the one hit, the Ed Howard single. James Gonzalez was warming up, but because things have taken a turn here on Mitch Myers, the right-hander Yason Sanchez is now warming up in the pen. We've got double barrel action. Myers now is at 69 pitches, so I suspect this will be his last batter. Here comes Ramirez. If we check on MLB Pipeline's rankings, he is the number 14 Cubs prospect. 5'8" tall. First pitch. He swings and lifts it foul. Left side back and out of play. Strike one. Myers fed him the first pitch curveball. Signed January the 15th, 2021. He signed for $75,000. He trained with Moises Ballesteros, who signed for $1.2 mil with the Cubs. Here's the deal. Ground ball down to third. Grabbed by Salome. Throws to second. One. Anales to first. It's 2-5-4-3. Right around the horn to retire the side. Let's go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house. Still, the Cubs 1. The Lugnuts nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We anticipate that Mitch Myers has thrown his last pitch today, and the Pitt Panther, strong. The first inning steal of home for Brett Bateman, the only run against him. 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts in his 5 innings. We anticipate James Gonzalez for the 6th. But now we play the bottom of the 5th, Lansing down 1-0. The Lugnuts against the righty, Luis Devers, first Colby Halter, and the first pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Jonathan Long, the third baseman, way off his line and in. Shortstop Howard is up the middle. The wind and the toss. The breaking ball lined over the leaping attempt of the second baseman, Ramirez. Tipped his glove, base hit right field. Halter's on. Pedro Ramirez, 5 feet, 8 inches tall. If he's another inch or so, he likely has it. But as it is, the Lugnuts have their second base hit of the game. And Colby Halter on as the potential game-tying run, no less. Here's Avery Bielanales. Pick off, though, over. Tag applied late. Devers has a quick move. Now Halter this year, 5 steals, 6 times caught stealing. Righty to righty. Anales takes ball 1-0. Anales walked his first time up against Devers. Looks to be seeing it very well. Crowding the plate, right side, open stance. 1-0 Cubs, the deal. Inside, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Devers went hook. Anales said, try it a little closer. Now it's the second baseman, Ramirez, who's playing up the middle. The Cubs are looking for another double play ball. Devers deals. Fouled off, over the screen. Back, off the facing of the sweet level, then down. 2-1. The odd thing about Anales, and this was discovered by Nate Miller earlier today, is he actually hits better in a pitcher's count. He fouls this pitch back, and the count is even up 2-2. And counts that are 1-0, 2-1, counts that are in his favor. Eribiel Anales is hitting just .238 this year. But when the pitcher gets out in front, he's hitting right near .300, .297, 11 for 37. This is a 2-2 pitch. And Anales grounds to shortstop. Howard to Ramirez, right past him. It's Brian Colmer has to pick it up near the tarp. Both runners advance. Howard, the initial trouble, and then the poor throw to Ramirez. And now the Lugnuts are in business. Colby Halter to third, Eribiel Anales to second. Ed Howard has been so sure-handed in this series. But here, getting ahead of himself on what looked to be a tailor-made double play ball. Second and third, nobody out for C.J. Rodriguez.
That there, the unusual double error on Howard. First on the bobble, and then second on the throw.
Catcher Hearn, quick chat with Devers.
And that's what you've been wondering. Where are the Cubs' mistakes? Because they lead the league in errors. They've had a couple in this series, but Lansing hasn't really done a good job of making those count. We'll see if they can do that here.
Halter at third, Anales at second. Righty, righty. Cubs up 1-0. And the breaking ball starts things off. Caught strike to CJ. Nobody out. Ball got away. Retrieved by the right fielder, Chavers, all the way out in right center. Fires it back into the Lansing pen. South Bend, meanwhile, warms up an arm in its bullpen up the left side. It's Angel Gonzalez. The 0-1 from Devers. Fouled back. He's out in front of Rodriguez, nothing and two. Remember, he struck Rodriguez out looking. And CJ's first at bat in the second inning. An 0-2. Ground ball hit to Howard at short. Holds the runner at second. Halter scores from third as the throw goes to first base, putting out Rodriguez. Tie game 1-1. Credit Rodriguez with his third RBI of the year. One out in the bottom of the 5th inning.
Productive. Put the ball in play. Get the run in. Game tie.
And you figure, too, on an 0-2 pitch after you struck out your first time. Now Derek Salome, the pitch. Ground ball right back to Devers. He holds on a lace and then dishes over to first. Two outs. Now back around to the top of the order, and Johnny Butler. Right now, unofficially 65 pitches for Devers. Butler is 0 for 2 out of the leadoff spot and 0 for 12 in this series. He is due. Cubs and Lugnuts tied up 1-1. Runner at second, two gone. The deal. Devers misses with the off-speed down.
Feel like a good at bat, big swing coming here from JB.
So much power. Righty deals to lefty. Going away. Two balls and no strikes. Well, first base is open, as is third. Henry Bolte is on deck. What is Devers doing the 2-0? He darts it right in there. A called strike with the fastball. 93 miles an hour. Angel Gonzalez is through warming up. He is watching from the South Bend pen. The 2-1, breaking down and in. Three balls and a strike on Butler. The Lugnuts have tied up the score here in the fifth. Anales at second, two outs. The 3-1 pitch, strike two called at the letters. Center fielder Bateman shading to left center. Left fielder Pinyango down the line. Payoff. Butler grounds it right side. Backhanded by Calmer. Feeds Devers to the bag. And that ends the inning. They'll throw a little back. Devers waited on it. The bottom of the fifth inning began with a single. And then the double error by Ed Howard put Lansing in position. The RBI ground out by C.J. Rodriguez deadlocks things as we go to the sixth. Lugnuts and Cubs, 1-1 from Jackson Field.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the sixth in a 1-1 game. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. And James Gonzalez has, in fact, taken over for Mitch Myers. Myers done after 5 innings, 1 run, 3 Ks, no decision. Here's the lefty from David Panama, 6'2", 260 pounds. It takes on 3, 4, and 5, Pinyango, Long, and Shavers. Lefty-lefty, the pitch to Yohendrick Pinyango, on its way. Yanked it down and away. Ball one. Gonzalez comes in with a 2.45 ERA. Sixth appearance of the year. 3 starts and now his 3rd relief appearance. 18 in the 3rd innings. 23 strikeouts. He offers. Pinyango chased low and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Adam, I know you love this stat with Gonzalez. 23 strikeouts and he has walked 2 batters all year.
It's great commands. He's got lethal stuff. He gets swings and misses like that out of the zone all the time.
Pinyango's 0 for 2. The curveball is bounced right of the mound, hopping beyond the second baseman Halter, a base hit into center field. Pinyango's on. Henry Bolte gets it in. Leadoff single for South Bend. And it's time to do some sixth inning slang.
Here we go.
I could not think of one that tied in well with Star Wars for May the 4th. Could you think of one? There was nothing that came to mind.
Let me think on that.
Jonathan Long waits, lefty to righty, and the pitch, off speed down. Long is 0 for 2 with a fly out to center and a foul out to first. Game tied up 1-1. Pinyango at first base is 2 for 4 in trying to steal. Here's the pitch. Fastball grounded down to third. Salome fields to Halter. There's one. Throw to first. And Simpson the stretch. Double play. Lansing was arguing if they didn't get the call that maybe Pinyango had interfered with Halter at second base. But they did get the call. 5-4-3. At two outs and nobody on. Right around the horn. Bring up Parker Chavers. 5-4-3 was how the fifth inning came to a close. Lefty-lefty for Gonzalez in a 1-1 game in the sixth. Ball one, low and away.
I think the closest thing I got, Jesse, would have been an alabaster blast.
That's a great one. Alabaster blast for our sixth inning slang. The pitch, the slow curve for a called strike. Let's do it. What's an alabaster blast when it comes to baseball? Ads are coming in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Perfect when you have a Pittsburgh native in the booth,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sometimes you call it an alabaster blaster. 1-1. Bouncer foul, strike two. I like it. Well done. It's LugCon today, the Lugnut Comic Con, on May the 4th. Two outs, nobody on. 1-2 pitch from Gonzalez to Chavers. Down and away. Tried to get him to chase. Chavers walked in the first inning, fly to center field in the fourth inning. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. At the pitch. The curveball grounded down to third. Derek Salome there. Those across, side retired. Scoreless initial inning for James Gonzalez. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth in a 1-1 game. South Bend and Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angel Gonzalez is now in to work for South Bend. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Game tied up 1-1, Lugnuts and Cubs. Two, three, four. Henry Bolte, Will Simpson, Brian Buelbas. Righty, righty, all of these matchups. Gonzalez throws. Up and in, he caught Bolte. First pitch, HBP, and the speedster is on.
A hit, Bolte pitch.
See what you did there.
Good news, he got him right in the elbow guard, Jesse. That's why I hear that type of crack.
Yeah.
So no harm, no foul right there.
Angel Gonzalez is 0-2 this year in 7 appearances and 11.7 ERA. 14 runs allowed in 10 innings. Will Simpson takes ball one outside. And it's been really tough for him. So that was his second batter hit. He's thrown 3 wild pitches. He's allowed 2 homers. He has walked 15 batters in 10 innings. Command the issue. He spins. He throws to first. Bolte back in. Angel Gonzalez out of Puerto Rico. Out of Manati. Signed as a free agent in 2020 after the 5-round draft. He offers. Simpson fouls it at home plate. And just looking over his numbers over the years, Adam. His career numbers coming into this appearance, 101 walks and 111 and a third innings. And also 127 strikeouts. A break-even 1-1 for Simpson. Here it comes. And Will takes a called strike.
Some would find that lack of command disturbing. But he's got great stuff.
Make somebody say, I have a bad feeling about this. Bolte runs. The pitch fouled into the netting. 1-2, it stays on Simpson, who is 1-for-2 with a single his first time up. He's hitting .354, and the OBP is .495.
You know what all those strikeout victims would say to those walk numbers?
It's a trap.
Yes, that's correct.
I love you, Adam.
I know.
Here comes the 1-2. Bolte runs again. Simpson goes down swinging. No throw by Hearn, who dropped the baseball. Bolte swipes second. Simpson becomes the latest strikeout victim for Gonzalez. Henry Bolte now 11-for-12 and nabbing bags in a scoring position with one away.
Not a lot of chances in this game for the Nuts. Got to take advantage right here with 2 opportunities and a runner at second.
It's Brian Buelbas, righty to righty in a 1-1 game. Low ball one at 95 miles per hour. Buelbas in this series, Adam, he's 0-for-2 today with a double play ball and a fly out to right. And so he's 1-for-15 against the Cubs. The one hit's a home run. A ball one offering here from Gonzalez. On its way. It's a high fly out to center. Bateman turns around. He nears the track. He's at the wall. Off the wall, it bounces past him. Bolte was cautious. Now he bolts around third. He's heading for home. Buelbas stops at third. It's an RBI triple. Lansing leads 2-1. Ryan Buelbas crushed it 387 feet off the center field wall. There's his second hit of the series and his first triple of the year. And now Cameron Masterman with the infield drawn in. Gonzalez offers. Up and in, ball one.
Well, you said it. He has one hit in the series. It's a home run, so should just make your second hit a triple as he works backwards in the series cycle.
Masterman is 0-for-2. The pitch, up and away. There are the command issues for Angel Gonzalez. Now Masterman is 3-for-16 against South Bend. 2 singles and a double. Here's the pitch, down and away. 3 balls, no strikes. They appealed the check swing, but he did hold up. The Lugnuts won 2 days ago by the same 2-1 score. Looking for more. 3-0, up high, ball 4. And Masterman is on. That changes up the calculus for South Bend defensively. Now there's the chance for the double play, so the middle infielders back up. First baseman Calmer holds on Masterman, a threat to run, 2-for-2 this year in steals. And he's working the other day big time with Ruben Escalera and reading the pitcher, getting a good jump. Escalera, the first base coach, in his ear. Buelbas at third. Colby Halter, the batter. 1-for-2, single, a run scored. Here's the pitch. Tried to backdoor and missed low and away. 1-0. The Lugnuts entered the fifth inning down 1-0, but Halter singled, scored on the Rodriguez ground out. They've taken the lead here. Halter takes a called strike. Third baseman Long in. The deal. Up and away. The thing of it is, Adam, we saw Bolte running earlier this inning. When you've got a pitcher like Angel Gonzalez really scuffling with his command, I don't know if you run that spot. Masterman's not running as Halter fouls it away. Two and two. Ari Bielanales is on deck. There is the chance here for a crooked number. Colby Halter is tied for the team lead, 2 sacrifice flies. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball 3.
Lansing hasn't had many crooked number half innings in this series, so it would be a great opportunity to bust one open right now.
Now let's see if Masterman runs from first. Pickoff, though, over. Meanwhile, over at third, Wellbaugh started to move down the line, just in case they forget about him. Lugnuts at the corners, leading 2-1. The pitch. Halter foul tips it into the mitt of Hearn. He strikes out. Masterman not moving. 2 gone. Hey, Rebielanales now. Walked in the second inning and reached on the Ed Howard pair of errors in the fifth that opened the door to Lansing's first run. Pinyango, Bateman, and Shavers, the outfielders, straight up. The deal. That stroke to deep center field. Back goes Bateman. Bateman doesn't find it. It's off the wall. Wellbaugh scores. Masterman's around third. Relay throw home is yanked up the line. He slides head first safely. A 2-run double for Ari Bielanales. And the Lugnuts lead 4-1.
Love that Craig Conklin sends Masterman there. Force him to make a good throw. They don't to the plate. Great speed by Masterman. And the crooked number half inning has arrived.
Anales' 6th double of the year, his 12th and 13th RBIs. You could just feel a game like this was coming from him. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. He had the RBI last inning. His ground out brought in Halter. Gonzalez fires. Up and away, ball 1. Here's the pitch. Ball 2 outside. On the out-of-town scoreboard, in Oakland, they waited out a 3-hour rain delay, and the A's have scored 10 runs in the third inning and are leading the Marlins 12-0. Visit to the mound by the pitching coach for South Bend. 12-0 A's. How about Brent Rooker? Brent Rooker has homered twice in the third inning. Hit a 2-run shot off of Rogers. Then hit a 3-run homer. J.J. Blade also a home run in the third inning. 12-0 A's.
Second longest winning streak in baseball right now. If they close this one out, it'll be 6 straight, and they will be 500 with the defending champs coming into town for 4.
And Paul Blackburn yet to allow a hit so far. Now
My
we just
goodness.
Wait for, yeah, get Brett Harris's first hit out of the way.
Might as well make it a home run.
Don't see why not. Ari Bielanales just doubled in a pair a moment ago. This is a 3-run tie-breaking rally in the bottom of the 6th. 4-1 Lugnuts. C.J. Rodriguez takes ball 3. Very high from Angel Gonzalez. Derek Salome waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Strike called right in there. Boy, if the Lugnuts feasted on Gonzalez after Devers left. The pitch, runner moves. It's called a strike, throw down to third base. The tag, no sir. A steal of third for Angeles. His fifth steal of the year. 3-2 on CJ. Gonzalez sets. A payoff. Outside ball four. Not a bad pitch by Gonzalez. Didn't get the call. It's his second walk of the inning. His walk two, he's allowed two hits, a triple and a double. He's hit a batter. That was Bolte with the very first pitch that he threw. And now the eighth batter for Angel Gonzalez here this frame, Derek Salome. Runners are at the corners for Lansing, up 4-1. Action in the South Bend pen. Lefty Chase Watkins warns. Here's the pitch. Up and in, ball one to Salome. 26 pitches for Angel Gonzalez. 11 strikes, 15 outside the zone. He offers. Down and away, 2-0. Gonzalez came in with an 11.7 ERA and adds up to 13.5. Tough year. His pitch popped up by Salome, but towering foul. Out of play. Down into the crowd. Derek Salome is lined to short and grounded out to the pitcher. Looking for his first base hit today. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. A fastball right by him. Hot, 95 miles an hour. Salome, the 23-year-old out of Guatire, Venezuela. In his first year at the high A level. The 2-2 pitch. Up and away. Ball three. Time is growing short for Angel Gonzalez. Top of the order and Johnny Butler waiting on deck. Butler, the only man who has not batted here. Payoff with Rodriguez moving. Fouled off the hands. 3-2, it stays. I said Rodriguez moving. He wasn't really moving. But 3-2 with two outs. Rodriguez at first, Andalais at third. Payoff, there he goes. Swung at and missed, strike three. Salome expanded, the inning is over. Angel Gonzalez strikes out three in the sixth inning, but he allows three runs. The two-run double by Andalais capped it all off. Two left stranded. And we go to the seventh inning with the Lugnuts now leading 4-1 over the Cubs. Adam Jackson will be back with the call.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Three runs come in for the Lansing Lugnuts as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Lugnuts looking to get their second win in this series on this Saturday night. The lefty James Gonzalez back out there against Felix Stevens. And the first pitch runs tall. Ball one. It's Stevens, Ethan Hearn, and Brian Colmer, the three Cubs. 6, 7, and 8 against the big lefty Gonzalez. Kicks and throws. Breaking ball drops in knee high. Perfect. Strike one. Lansing trailed 1-0 after one. They've tacked on 4 runs in the last 2 innings to take their first lead. 1-1 pitch. Yanked out to center field. Hit well. Bolte is going back. He's at the track. Looks up. And that is over the yellow line. Off of the batter's eye. A center field, no doubt about it, shot for Felix Stevens. Home run number 2 in the series, and the Cubs get one back. 413 feet, the exit velo 108 for Stevens.
Tried to sneak the fastball by him. No, sir.
A flex from Felix. Here's Ethan Hearn from the left side. Pitch home. That's low and outside. Ball one. That has been an Achilles heel at times this year for James Gonzalez. He's now given up 3 home runs. The pitch. Checked it. He offered. And that coming from the home. Launched high in the air, not deep, to right field. Guelbas is coming in. Halter goes out. It's Guelbas that comes over diagonally to his right for the first out in this seventh inning. That also was the first ball to glance off the new batter's eye here in 2024. Right off the bottom right corner of it, it extends beyond center, more to the left side than to the right. And hit the bottom right side. Pitch. That's down low. Ball one to Brian Colmer.
What I like is it makes a different sound than, let's say, the ball banging off the wall.
Yeah, it does. It almost it sounds like it's hitting metal, like a chink sound. 1-0. Down low. 2 balls, no strikes. I have to be honest, I haven't actually walked out there and taken a peek at that batter's eye since it came up. Kind of looks like it's dented in the spot where it got hit. The pitch. Launched out to right field, down the line, and it's fair, and one hops off the wall. Played by Guelbas. And holding for one is Colmer because Guelbas got to it quickly and played it well off the hop. But the Cubs starting to hit Gonzalez hard in this seventh inning.
It's a marvelous read by Brian Guelbas. Keep that double play of potential. Just understanding where that ball was going to hop, and then the strong arm denies any thought for Colmer to try for second.
Don Chulsey, the pitching coach, is going to head out there and have a chat with Gonzalez.
Hey, can I hijack your inning?
Yeah, what do you got?
Alabaster Blaster.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
And Alabaster Blaster, the sixth inning turns into seventh inning slang.
So the thing with an Alabaster Blaster from a stormtrooper, you never have to worry about getting hit.
No, totally inaccurate, right? An Alabaster Blaster, if I recall correctly, Adam, it's similar to a Baltimore chop, except it was Pittsburgh's version. The area in front of home plate was super hard, and so you would hit down on the ball, right?
Absolutely right. It's coined by Pittsburgh Pirates announcer Bob Prince. A Baltimore chop would bounce higher than normal due to the extraordinarily hard dirt at Forbes Field. So there you go. We viewed Baltimore chop more than once in this broadcast booth before. Here's Ed Howard from the right side. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. So there's your sixth slash seventh inning slang.
You know what Bob Prince's nickname was?
The Goat.
The Gunner.
The 0-1. That's up high. Brings up CJ Rodriguez from his stance, 1-1.
That works well on this day.
It sure does. Bob Prince was the best.
Don't get cocky, kid.
Hey, you fuzzball. Pitch. This is on the ground to third. Salome has it. Sweeps it. Throws to second for one. Halter back to first. double play. The Nuts get another one, and we stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh. Cubs get one, but it's the Lugs 4, Cubs 2. A new hope for the Lansing Lugnuts in this series as they lead 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh, looking to tack on some more here. Back to the top of the card, and Johnny Butler, the only man that didn't come up in that last half inning. The pitch home, and the fastball misses just a touch up high. Chase Watkins, the lefty, is on the hill now for South Bend. First lefty they've thrown tonight. Pitch home. And the lefty at the plate, Johnny Butler, takes it just outside, 2-0. So it was a lengthy sixth inning for Angel Gonzalez. He gets removed, and in comes Watkins. Johnny Butler 0-3 tonight. The pitch home. Smacks it up in the air, foul, third base side. And it is 2-1. Chase Watkins, the left-handed 6'4", 215-pounder from, oh my gosh, Watsonville, California. The pitch. This is on the ground. Weakly hit to the left side of the infield. Howard at short scoops. Throws on the run, and he throws it wide of first base. Butler is safe. He'll stay put as the ball caromed right back to Comer. It is an infield single for Johnny Butler, who looked like he was going to be safe anyway. And the leadoff man is on. First hit in this series for Johnny Butler. First hit for Johnny Butler in the leadoff spot.
Watsonville.
Watkins from Watsonville. That's pretty epic. All right, the Watsonville native comes set. The pitch to Henry Bolte. Fastball jets inside. Ball one. 4-2, Lugnuts lead. Just gave up the solo shot in the top half of this frame. Looking to potentially get a run or two back. This guy's got some big time pop. Three home runs for Bolte. The pitch. That drops in on the outer third. Strike one. Jesse, am I correct here? Henry Bolte, Brian Buelbas, the only home run for the Nuts in this series?
That is correct.
One home run is it. Throw back to first to check on Johnny Butler. Lansing has not had a ton of them. Lugnuts just 5 home runs at home this year. They've got 9 on the road. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Bolte. And it's 1-2. Henry Bolte's all 3 of his, well, they've come on the road. Not really home runs then, are they? The pitch. Runner takes off for second. Throw down to second is one hopped in, and it's in time. Pedro Ramirez tags out Butler, and the Lugnuts continue to get caught on the bases in this series. The pitch was up high, by the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Henry Bolte with the bases clear, one away. 4-2, Lugs lead the Cubs. Lefty to the righty. Breaking ball down low. And that is ball three. Oh, Henry Bolte, you had me fooled. I thought maybe I missed a pitch. He tossed the bat, was headed to first. Travis Roberson said, hey, kid, where you going? 20-year-old trying to pull a fast one. Used the force to march his way to first base. Ducks fly across the field, and a swing and a miss from Bolte on ball four. It was up high. He chased. And just like that, after a base hit, 2 outs.
That wasn't the pitch he was looking for.
Jesse has spoken and used his hand motion, Quigen. Will Simpson steps in, the pitch. That's too tall, ball one. 4-2, Lugnuts leading. Watkins throws, launched out to right center field. This is heading towards the wall. And it gets down as it caroms off the wall and runs back to center field. Simpson speeds around second. Here comes the throw. It's not in time and cut off. A triple for Will Simpson. It was a rocket to right, and then it rocketed right off the base of the wall back to center field. And the Lugnuts have their 10th triple, which leads the Midwest League.
These outfield bounces are eating the Cubs outfielders alive. Consider Brian Guelbas in the top half of this inning playing the carom perfectly. Set up things for the double play ball. Not here.
The other triple hitter is this man, Brian Guelbas. The pitch that grabs the outside corner, and I should correct myself. That was the 11th triple by the Nuts because Guelbas had the 10th in the 6th. 4-2 Nuts, runner 90 feet away, 2 outs in the 7th. The pitch, ooh, good-looking hook. That fooled Guelbas, swings and misses, strike two.
It's something that you've talked about, though, which is the sneaky athleticism of Will Simpson. When he sees there's a chance, him reaching top speed, they were not going to get him at third base.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a big hook again. Guelbas basically down to a knee. Watkins gets out of the jam with a runner on first and then a runner at third. We head to the 8th, Lansing 4, South Bend 2.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We head to the top of the 8th inning, Lansing leading 4-2. James Gonzalez back out there, first pitch, and that is up high, ball one. Lansing trying to hold on to this lead here and get their second win in this series and have a chance to split it tomorrow. The pitch home. This is shot foul, third base side. And oh, do we have some juicy news for you on this Saturday night. If you're not paying attention to the A's, they are absolutely throttling the Marlins. It's 13-0 in the Coliseum. 1-1. That's up high inside. Two balls and a strike. It is 13-0 because of this.
Fly ball. Pretty well hit to left. Can you believe it?
That pitch is out of play. Jesse, let's play the whole thing. I don't care if we miss a pitch.
He's done it. His first major league hit is a home run.
Chris Carey on the call. He, of course, is talking about Brett Harris, the former Slugnut. The pitch. Here's a high hopping ball off the plate over towards second. Takes a big hop and goes over Halter's head. It hit the back of the infield grass fringe, and then he wasn't able to get to it, and that is ruled an infield hit. Brett Harris becomes the 136th Major League player to hit a home run in his first hit as a big leaguer. How about that? Pretty special. Here comes Felix Stevens to the plate. Pitch home. Runner takes off for second. The throw can't be made because C.J. Rodriguez lost the ball on the transfer. Just like that, the Cubs have a runner in scoring position.
These A's are going to be the toast of baseball, especially when everyone starts to understand who Brett Harris is. He starts to get interviewed. With what Mason Miller, Lucas Erceg have done, the back end of the pen, the A's just keep on winning.
They're about to be 500. The pitch, it's low and outside. Ball one to Stevens. Ball two, rather.
The teams that they have better records than, the teams that they are outplaying right now in the major leagues. It's a strong list.
And they are just a game and a half out of first place coming into tonight in the West. 2-0. This is kicked back off the netting. Two balls and a strike. So he's saying all of Brett Harris's praises. He's a great player and a great human being yesterday. He's known for his defense. Former WCC player of the Defensive Player of the Year at Gonzaga. He flashed that leather many times here in Lansing. And oh yeah, he can hit too. And he gets his first long ball at the Coliseum to give the A's a baker's dozen, 13 up on the board. 2-1 pitch. That is inside. That looked like it fooled C.J. Rodriguez. He was able to hold on to it, but 3-1 as Gonzalez struggled a little bit in this eighth inning. So congratulations to Brett Harris and congrats to the A's, who look well on their way to a sixth straight win, second longest streak in the bigs. Pitch, high hopper towards second. Harris didn't know what to do with that or check that Halter, and it bounces off his glove and goes to Angeles at short. Well, he charged it like he was going to try and take it off a short hop, and then he waited on it, and then it just completely ate him up. And that is an error on the second baseman. So there are runners at the corners now on both batted balls to second baseman Colby Halter.
We've seen Colby's defense throughout this year, and in general, he's been trustworthy. But here, he keeps on getting caught in between with the hop and the decision-making and the eye discipline. Instead of simply saying, hang on just a touch, take the foot off the accelerator, make sure you've got it, get the out.
Jesse, when you're in an asteroid field, you can't get caught in between. You got to attack it with precision. Don Schulze is out there, the fourth-year pitching coach, having a quick word with James Gonzalez. Cubs are going to bring the winning run to the plate late in this one. Top eight, 4-2, Nuts lead. They're trying to get their second victory in this series and close this thing out, but the Cubs have been excellent against Lansing's bullpen, and Lansing's bullpen has struggled. South Bend scored a run in the ninth yesterday. 2 days ago, they scored four combined runs in the eighth and the ninth. And back on Tuesday, they scored four combined runs in the eighth and the ninth, and five runs between the seventh and the ninth. So The Cubs have lived in these innings offensively. The pitch home. Swatted back, out of play from Ethan Hearn. Correction, that is Yohendrick Piñango that is up at the plate.
Watching Brett Bateman down at third, remember, he's behind the back of the lefty. He's a daring base runner.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Piñango went down on a knee. Now Bateman stole second, he's at third. And then it was just Stevens that reached on the error from Holter. 0-2 pitch to the lefty. Swinging a chopper off the plate. It finds the second baseman. Holter goes to second for one. Anales has no play to first. The run comes in to score. And it's 4-3 in the eighth inning. RBI ground out. Or check that RBI fielder's choice for Piñango.
But that's the right move for Colby Holter, right? Just make sure you get the out. As South Bend's strategy here in this eighth inning has been hit the ball at Colby.
Ball continues, yes, to find him, and he makes the play big time. Here's Jonathan Long. Runner at first, one out. The pitch to the righty. Down low, Rodriguez throws it back to first. And in safely after the tag is Piñango.
First and third, nobody out, is a situation that could lead to a multiple-run rally. A runner at first, one gone, is the situation that James Gonzalez should be able to put away.
The lefty set and throws. Misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing led 4-1. The Cubs have struck back with runs in the seventh and now one here in the eighth. Dylan Hall warms in the pen as Lansing potentially looks to win their second one-run game against the Cubs this week. 2-0 pitch. Yanked to left field. Is it fair? Is it foul? It's gone, but it is foul. Across Cedar Street and into the parking lot. That ball was tattooed to Tatooine.
We've seen a lot of hard contact on the Gonzalez fastball. Velocity 92 right now.
2-1. On the ground to third, could be. No, Salone misses it, but he recovers, throws to first. It's late, and another error on the Lugnuts in this eighth inning. The defense has just gone absent in the infield in the eighth.
It's sloppy, just pure sloppiness.
There's deliberation here, but okay, they're gonna go hits. And that's a play that Derek Salone, with his hands on his hips, he should have made. And that's a mistake, he knows it. And it could have potentially been two and an inning-ending double play. Instead, it's a hit. And there's a strike on the outside corner to Parker Shavers. First and second. And here's a throw back to second. The tag. Oh, just missed. Getting the tag down on Piñango, and Craig Conklin sprints out there. You got to be careful here because the Lugnuts have been called out multiple times all week on stolen base attempts, and they are very, very upset that they're not getting a call on this one.
Derek Salome immediately went over to run interference on the first baseman, Simpson, who was irate. Craig Conklin had to get out there in a hurry.
Craig Conklin face-to-face right now with Evan Anderson. And again, Lansing hasn't gotten calls all week on some close plays, and Conklin just got tossed. Walking away, yapping, and again, you can understand this. Lansing has been on the wrong end of almost every single stolen base call that's been close this week. And a ball that looked like beat Piñango back to the bag, he gets called safe. And the frustration has boiled over for second-year manager Craig Conklin. Home plate umpire Travis Roberson is out to help escort him back to the dugout. But that'll end the night for Conklin as he sticks up for his guys out there in the field.
It's such a crucial spot. First and second, one gone. That's the game-tying run at second base. and the whole ballpark saw that setting up with Anale sneaking in behind Pinyango.
It was a great throw, it was a great tag, and it was close. Pinyango got the call, the Lugnuts did not. Craig Conklin gets the call early to the showers tonight. Lansing up 4-3 in the top of the eighth. Two on, one out, and a couple of bobbled infield mistakes by the Nuts, leading to a longer half inning than expected for the Cubs. The 0-1 pitch. Down low, one ball, two strikes. Check that, one ball, one strike here. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch. That shot the other way, it's a base hit into left field. Butler comes over. Coming from third, Pinyango. Throw, it's cut off, and then sent to the plate. It's in time! And now sprinting in, the Cubs manager has now been tossed out. Nick Lovello is hot, and he is right in the face of Travis Roberson. The cut came to the left of the mound. It was grabbed by Salome. He turned and threw it to Rodriguez, who put it down in time, and that keeps the Lugnuts in front. And on back-to-back plays, both managers have been ejected. And now Don Schulze comes out, and he will go to the bullpen as he makes the change since Craig Conklin just was tossed. What an eighth inning here in Lansing.
Wild.
There's got to be a Revenge of the Sith joke somewhere in there.
Nobody's laughing in either of these dugouts. They are absolutely serious.
I mean, this has been complete bonkers. Yes. In the eighth inning, a couple of mistakes in the infield, a close play at second, Craig Conklin gets tossed, then a base hit, and then a throw out at the plate. Nick Lovello, the manager, comes down for the Cubs. Can't believe it. He gets tossed. Now we get a pitching change. It's a one-run game, two outs in the eighth. What's next?
It's only the eighth inning.
Unreal. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we've got a pitching change, and into the game comes Dylan Hall.
Dylan Hall, Adam, is making his ninth appearance of the year in 12 innings. He has walked four, he struck out eight. The right-hander signed as a free agent after spending time in the Mets organization, which signed him as an undrafted free agent in 2020, originally from Central Oklahoma.
I'm speechless right now. This, I don't know how to sum up what we've watched in this eighth inning. And frankly, everyone up here in the press box is beside themselves at what we are watching. What a game tonight. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, and the crowd has shuffled in for some theater and some theatrics in this eighth inning. And now here comes Felix Stevens. Two outs, runner at first and second. One run, Nuts lead. The pitch home. Slider runs away, ball one.
Dylan Hall's big vulnerability this year has been the home run ball. He's given up four of them. And Felix Stevens has really struggled offensively, except he's hit the ball out of the ballpark, including earlier today.
Righty, righty matchup. Here's the pitch. That's low and inside, 2-0.
It's just one of those things with this umpiring crew where even if you think you know what the call is going to be, you might be wrong.
That's okay. That makes it fun. 2-0 pitch. Hard hit, and it's past the diving glove of Salome at third. Long is coming in from third. Butler throws to Anales. Anales to the plate, and the ball gets away. We're tied at four. Both runners advance to second and third. and the Cubs have responded in this wild, wild eighth inning.
A huge key there was that when it got through the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, that Dylan Hall was unable to back it up. And because he couldn't, two runners are in scoring position for South Bend, looking for the lead.
It's an E6 on Angeles, you would think, on the throw, as Jesse mentioned. And now here comes Ethan Hearn. A brand new ball game. Three runs by the Cubs in the last two frames, and still second and third, two outs. The pitch. Hearn swings and misses from the left side. Strike one. A 4-1 lead for the Lugnuts heading into the seventh has disapparated. Disappeared. Threw that one in there for you, Jesse. 1-0. Hard hit at the first baseman. Simpson, basically as a shield, catches it as he falls down. 102 exit velo, and we are done in the top of the eighth. Oh, my goodness. Both managers get ejected. The Cubs score two. There was a throwout at the plate, and we will head to the bottom of the eighth. 4-4, our score on May the 4th, 2024.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing and South Bend tied at four now, thanks to a couple of runs by the Cubs in the top half. Here's Cameron Masterman. Pitch home. That's low and inside. Ball one. Lansing led 4-1 with the Cubs with a run in the seventh, two in the eighth. Both managers have been ejected. It has been a wild, wild evening here in the last frame. The pitch. Breaking ball is up high outside, 2-0. Honestly, it had been pretty status quo, and we were moving along quickly through seven, and then things changed in a big way in the last half inning. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Masterman is down to 2-1. He's 0-2 tonight as Masterman. Strikeout, ground out, and then he's walked and scored a run. And the Lugnuts jump back in front. Open stance from the right side. The pitch. Fouled back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. Well, Jesse, you think it's a good time to answer the trivia question here in the bottom of the eighth?
Let's do that.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging tight with us. Our question tonight was, which manager has the most wins in Lugnuts history? Pitch home. Sent out to left center field. That's down for a base hit, heading towards the wall. Bateman cuts it off. Masterman speeds for second. Here comes the throw. It's late. Head first slide for number two with a two-bagger. Lead-off double to open up the eighth inning, and the Nuts looking to immediately respond in a 4-4 tie.
Chase Watkins has thrown an awful lot of curveballs at him, and he hung that one to Masterman.
You hang it, the Lugnuts will bang it. And now we get a quick visit on the mound. Jesse, did you get any responses over there?
Yes, Leanne Cook writing in, saying she remembers him well, Julio Garcia.
And Bobby Strauss said the same thing. Yes, indeed. And he was here when the Lugnuts were a Cubs affiliate, 2001 to 2004. 285 wins for him.
South Bend expects a bunt here.
They are in at the corners against the lefty Halter. The pitch. Colby Halter takes the pitch down low. Ball one. Just to wrap up on trivia tonight, John Tamargo Jr., the only other Lugnuts manager with over 200 wins, and he had 205 from 2012 to 2014. But Garcia, 285 wins from 2001 to 2004. Great job, everyone. Lugnuts trying to regain the lead. 4-4, we're in the bottom of the eighth. The night has fallen on us. The pitch, swing and a miss. Halter chased that one. Breaking ball that dropped out of the zone. 1-1. 4 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Cubs. 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Nuts. A wacky one tonight at Jackson Field. 1-1. That's down low, and it scoots to the right of Hearn, but he quickly gets to it before Masterman could get a read. South Bend has been the squad that has won these games late. Can Lansing turn the trick tonight? Remember, it was Sunday. They walked it off in 10 thanks to Johnny Butler's 2-run shot. They're looking for their second win in this series. Pitches up and in, 3-1. Aribio Angeles waits on deck. He's got a 2-run double tonight and a walk. Masterman at second, nobody out. Bottom eight. Chase Watkins, the lefty, steps off the rubber. The lefty from Watsonville, California, ready to go. Set from the stretch. And the pitch. Halter hits it through the hole right side, skipping to right field. The stop sign goes up. Masterman is held at third. The throw was a good one right to the plate. A good read over there, and they're at the corners with nobody out. Remember, that's Ruben Escalera, normally the first base coach, that has taken over at third because Craig Conklin's been tossed. And Jesse, that's a pivotal point right there because you certainly don't want to run into the final or the first out at home plate.
I want to think about Colby Halter too. So Chase Watkins does not have a threatening fastball. It's 88 miles an hour, but he keeps it nice and low. Halter batting lower in the order, taken out of the number one spot. It's his second base hit of the game. He was on base twice yesterday out of the leadoff spot, just ripped it through the right side to keep things moving.
It's a good swing, and it keeps the line moving. We get a visit on the mounds, and now we're ready to go as here comes Aribio Angeles.
If I'm Chase Watkins, my best stuff is my off speed. Think of how he curved Brian Buelbas. His changeup is good. His curve is good. Well, Aribio Angeles is one of the Lugnuts' best breaking ball hitters.
He's got 3 hits in this series. The 2-run double came in the sixth. 4-4 our score. Infield in. The pitch. There was the breaking ball, and he stood there and took it. Strike one. Can Angeles jump the Nuts in front? Masterman at third. Halter at first. Nobody out. The 0-1. Breaking ball low and inside. Good stop by Hearn behind the plate. Angeles has knocked in 13 this year. Number 12 and 13 coming in that sixth inning. Can he do it again? 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is fisted out to left center. Down for a base hit. Masterman trots in. Lugs lead 5-4.
He is so locked in right now. Watkins got in on the hands and Angeles muscled it in the left center.
And with the infield in, it was just enough. That's 3 knocked in of the 5 runs that Lansing has had tonight thanks to Aribio Angeles.
of this part of the order. 5-6-7. They've been a thorn in the side of South Bend's pitchers tonight.
Here comes C.J. Rodriguez to try and continue the thorn in the side. Feelings. The pitch. Breaking ball shoots in. Strike one. Jesse, by the way, to cut the tension here, we were just delivered popcorn to the booth. Mine is bases loaded Mexican vanilla caramel.
I got Fiesta Locos, the patio party popcorn mix.
Locos and Lugs popcorn. The pitch. That's on the outer part of the plate. Strike two.
Cravings Gourmet Popcorn partnering up with the Lansing Lugnuts this year. Big Lug on the bottom.
This is unreal.
Hey, get your popcorn ready with this kind of baseball.
No doubt. It has been a popcorn-filled type of game. 5-4, the Nuts leading it. And a turn back to second base. No throw from Watkins. Four runs combined have been scored in the last two innings. 5-4 Nuts. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. A long strike three call. Anderson waited for it, and then he popped up the bow and arrow. And that's strikeout number one. Strikeout number three for Watkins. The first in this frame and the first out. Here's Derek Salome. Two on, one out. The pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Everything right now is breaking ball stuff from Watkins.
Because he can't let the batter sit on his fastball. His fastball is only about 88, 89 or so. So it has to be the secondary stuff. Puts that in the zone, gives you the fastball where you can't handle it.
And right now the Lugnuts haven't got good contact on it. Angeles just got enough to get it out into left field. And has brought in the winning run right now. Still first and second, one out. The pitch. High arcing breaking ball outside corner. Strike two.
Looking ahead, Adam, to the ninth. We'll see 8-9-1, right? Calmer, Howard, and then they turn it over for Bateman with the potential of Ramirez.
0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is hit towards third. Past the dive of Long into left field. Holzer rounds third. The throw doesn't come home. 6-4 Lugnuts. Another breaking ball that just was hit in the right spot past the dive of the third baseman, Jonathan Long. And Lansing has answered the two runs they allowed in the top of the inning with two in the bottom of the inning.
Boy, you said it on placement. Because if I'm Chase Watkins, that's the kind of contact that I want. If that ball is hit a couple more feet to the left, that could be an around-the-horn double play, but just outside the reach of the diving Long.
Because of that, those two kind of weak hit balls have led to both Lugnut runs. Here's Johnny Butler. Pitch home. Breaking ball, outside part of the plate, strike one. Lefty-lefty matchup. And again, the breaking stuff continues from Watkins.
He's throwing the soft stuff, and right center field is wide open for a batter who lives in right center.
Triples alley. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, inner third, strike two. Lugnuts don't want any part of those breaking balls. You can understand why.
Watkins. I don't know, man. I think you've got to look for it. That's what everything is based off of, and that's what Anales had to hit.
I agree. And if you could get a hold of one, it's going to go a long way because those balls are staying up in the zone. Got to come in for strikes.
There are options here for Watkins. He can go high fastball. He can bounce the off-speed.
Four hits and five batters faced in this eighth inning. Double, single, single, strikeout, single. Back to the top of the card. The pitch home. Up high, ball one.
And he's been one of South Bend's most effective relievers this year. They've had their frustrations elsewhere, especially with command. Watkins has not been a part of that group.
Let's see what he's got here. Back to the breaking ball, you would think. 1-2. There is the breaking ball, and it's fought off. Hit back into the seats. Butler tonight, 1-for-4. Strikeout, ground out, base hit. Lansing all of a sudden has collected 10 hits total thanks to a 4-hit eighth. They lead 6-4. 1-2 pitch. Fastball runs high, and he still can't command that 2-2.
No, I think that's purposeful. I think he's trying to tempt Butler with a fastball up, and then he goes back to the soft stuff. And it's a good job by Butler laying off.
See if he can hit the breaking ball. You would think it's coming. The pitch, it does come inside with the breaking ball, and it's 3-2.
Yeah, the frustration there. He lost the grip. And because of that, that changes everything.
Angeles is at second. Salome is at first. 6-4 nuts. One out. Bottom eight. The pitch. Lashed out to right field. Coming in. It's a catch made by Shavers, and he throws it back to second. Angeles was running, and it's a double play. So a line out that would have been perfect to right center instead goes to right. Lansing settles for two on four hits, and we head to the ninth. The return of the Jedi, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, to tell you how this one ends when we come back.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Cubs played a 2 in the top of the 8th. The Lugnuts answered with 2 in the bottom half. And though Lansing lost a 4-1 lead, the Lugnuts bring a 6-4 edge into the ninth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. As we open the ninth inning, 8-9-1, Calmer, Howard, and Bateman due for South Bend. And Lansing sticks with the right-hander, Dylan Hall, who replaced James Gonzalez in the top of the 8th inning. Allowed a single, then recorded the final out. His first pitch of the ninth to Brian Calmer. High ball one. Adam, I hear that we've got more news from Oakland.
Jesse, twice as nice. Brett Harris has done it again. He homered again.
Calmer lays off, breaking ball down and away. The 2021-2022 Lugnuts infielder made his Major League debut yesterday. And his first two Major League hits are home runs.
Oh, my goodness.
Ridiculous. 2-0 pitch to Calmer. Scott foul off the right side. Two balls and a strike now on the big first baseman. Nice ricochet into the stands for the fans. Hold it up, receive the applause. Righty-righty, hitters count here for Calmer. 1-for-3 with a single. Pitch on its way. Curveball missed in. 3 balls and a strike. We have gone back and forth. South Bend down by a pair. Calmer, the first batter of the frame. The 3-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. Calmer had already flipped his bat. Full count. Dylan Hall at 6'5", 220 pounds. Let's fly the 3-2. High pop-up, out of play, soaring off to the right, dropping down, and with a hop in the stands to the left. A wrestling match developed. a fan of the aisleway, a fan seated, and the fan seated collects and immediately gives to the youngster who approached first. Souvenir handed out. Now we're ready for another 3-2. Ryan Colmer takes time, ball forward. There's the walk, there's the bat flip, and there's the leadoff man aboard for South Bend. Now Hall against Ed Howard. Been tough for Dylan Hall to get his footing so far this year with the Lugnuts. Last year he was effective, pitching with Brooklyn, 15 appearances, a 3.63 ERA, 35 strikeouts and 22 and a third. He offers. Howard swings and misses. Strike one. Then he moved up to Double-A Binghamton and still effective in the Mets organization. 3.04 ERA and 26 and two-thirds innings with 22 Ks. Two appearances in AAA did not allow an earned run. Now in the A's organization, his pitch. Howard went around too far. Strike two. Yesterday, it was the Cubs turning three double plays en route to a 3-0 shutout win. Well, today, the Lugnuts defense has turned three double plays and looking for a fourth. Colmer at first, 6-4 Lugs. 0-2 pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball one. The arsenal for Hall. A four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and his changeup is with a circle change grip. Greg Maddux style, as he would say. 1-2 pitch from Hall. Howard lines it up the middle. Base hit center field. Colmer stops at second. The throw comes in from Bolte. A walk and a single to open up the ninth. And now here comes the top of the order. Brett Bateman steps up there.
Well, again, we've said it. The Achilles heel for the Nuts has been the bullpen, and the Cubs have feasted on it. They've scored late runs in multiple games in this series, and they're trying to do it again, and it's going to be up here to Dylan Hall to prevent that from happening and hold this lead.
Rafael Morel pinch runs at second base for Colmer. Don Schulze heads to the mound. We've seen some dramatic games so far in the young season. Everyone congregates around. Adam, this gives me the opportunity to tell you about what happened to the Arizona Complex League earlier today. It's opening day down in the ACL. And the A's took on the Rockies and beat them 11-10. Germán Ortiz, the starting first baseman, 5-for-5. TJ Schofield-Samu opened up the year on the Lugnuts opening day roster. Went 4-for-4 with two singles, a double, a triple, and two walks. He reached base all six times. 11-10. They won down to the Complex League. And they're looking at our game saying 6-4, that's nothing. In the eighth inning, top of the eighth, we saw each team's manager ejected on back-to-back plays. Now in the ninth, Brett Bateman shows bunt, pulls back, grounds weakly to second. Halter feeds on a lace, they get one, turn to first late. Bateman beats out the fielder's choice, all the while the pinch runner Morel takes third. One gone in the top of the ninth.
Well, that had to be perfect there, and it was a slowly hit ball anyway, and it looked like Halter had some struggles getting it out of his glove. I don't know if it would have made a difference regardless, because Bateman can move so well. The Nuts get the ground ball they wanted. It just was not hit with much pace.
And now Hall against Pedro Ramirez. 2-for-4 today, two singles. Switch hitter batting left, 6-4 Lugnuts in the ninth. The deal. Broke it inside. Ball one.
If the Cubs could have one person up in this spot, this would be the guy. However, he hits the ball hard and he singles a lot. And one of those hard hit balls earlier turned into a double play.
Yes, it did. Ended the fifth inning. Hall's ball went offering. Ramirez takes outside. The lefty Jack Owen is warming up in the Lugnuts pen. A left-handed hitting Yohendrick Piñango is waiting on deck. Well, well, well. Top of the ninth from Jackson Field in Lansing. Lugnut 6, Cubs 4, Cubbies at the corners. Ramirez hits a high fly out to right. Robas goes back. He's at the wall jumping up. That ball's gone. It's a 3-run go-ahead homer. And the Cubs lead 7-6. a laser from Pedro Ramirez, his second homer of the series, his second homer of the season.
We have talked about this guy all series. He won't want to leave Lansing. He is scorching white hot. 13 hits in this series. He hits the ball hard. That one just got up in the air enough. And oh, how this game has flipped on its head.
Now Yohendrick Piñango against Hall. One out, nobody on. Backdoor breaking ball, call the strike. There will be a bottom of the ninth inning. Hall's 0-1, left it inside. South Bend down in its pen on the left side. Warming up the right-hander, Grayson Moore for the bottom of the ninth inning. A 1-1 pitch coming. Little lofter, shallow left center field. That gets down for a base hit. Johnny Butler underhands it into Angeles. Single for Yohendrick Piñango. Now the cleanup hitter, Jonathan Long. Seven to six, South Bend in the ninth. One on, one out. Righty to righty. Long takes ball one, breaking outside. When we go to the bottom of the ninth, 2-3-4 to up in the Lansing order. That's just Bolte, Simpson, Guelbas. Yeah.
Just got that feel that the team that bats last is the team that's going to have the advantage tonight.
The 1-0 catches the outside corner.
Sorry, Jesse. With that said, you don't want to give up any more runs here.
You think?
Stating the obvious, I understand that.
You're right. South Bend looks for insurance. Piñango at first. Hall's pitch. Very high.
I don't think Lansing knows what to do here because Owen, even though he's been reliable in the past, he has struggled to start 2024, the man that warms in the pen.
I think if Long reaches, Owen's in. Here's the pitch. Long takes a called strike two, outside corner. The sky is dark above. We see the traffic in both directions. The headlights on Cedar Street southbound to our left, Lark Street northbound to our right. In the center of it all, Hall offers. Buried it, ball three, blocked by Rodriguez. Now does Piñango run at first base here on the 3-2? The Cubs have come back from 4-1 and 6-4 deficits, leading 7-6 here in the ninth on a Ramirez three-run homer. Payoff pitch, Piñango does not run, and long grounds foul up the left side. Dylan Hall gets his sign from Rodriguez. Tried again with a 3-2. Jonathan Long swings and fouls it straight back. Elsewhere around the Midwest League, Fort Wayne fell in a rout at Lake County 10-1. It was Wisconsin doubling up Great Lake 6-3. Quad Cities beat Beloit 9-5. The other games in progress. West Michigan trailing Dayton in the ninth, 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, Cedar Rapids blanking Peoria 5-0. Payoff. Long swings and misses. Strike three. Throw down. Piñango's out. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Side retired. Pedro Ramirez's three-run homer has given the Cubs the lead. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning from Jackson Field. Cubs 7, Lugnut 6.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry,
I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom of the ninth inning from Lansing, Michigan. 7-6, South Bend leading the Lugnuts. New man on the mound for the Cubs, the right-hander wearing number 46, Grayson Moore, out of Longwood, Florida, the 14th rounder last year. Looking for the final three outs to secure a wild one. He'll have to go through Henry Bolte, Will Simpson, and Brian Robas to get there.
Do we have more fireworks in this game?
We're about to find out. Down by a run, righty-righty. Moore against Henry Bolte. The pitch. Low ball one. Moore saved the first game of the series. 5 1/3 innings this year, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts. He lets it fly. Strike called. At the letters, outside corner, 1-1 on Bolte. Henry officially today 0-2, 2 strikeouts, a walk, hit by a pitch, a steal, and a run scored. The pitch coming. Shot past the first baseman, Kelmer. A base hit in the right field. Bolte is on. And let me correct myself, past the first baseman, Jonathan Long. Remember, Rafael Morel came on as the pinch runner in the top half of the ninth inning. Bolte has the leadoff single. Rafael Morel is now the third baseman as Long has moved across the diamond. And he holds on Bolte as the potential game-tying run. Here comes Will Simpson. That was a 106-mile-an-hour single for Bolte. The pitch to Simpson. Buried, low and in.
I mean, the fact that this shaped up for the Lugnuts to have the heart of their order do up two to make some noise in the ninth. Couldn't ask for anything better. Been a great game.
Third base coach Ruben Escalera, as the entire infield huddles around Grayson Moore. Last year, Ruben Escalera was on the coaching staff with Stockton, where Brian Grubas hit some big-time bombs, including in his final at-bat with the Ports, a walk-off. Later hit a walk-off with the Lugnuts. Finished the year with AA Midland. Here he is in Lansing this year. He is 1-for-4 today with an RBI triple and a run scored. He homered in the first game of the series. The first pitch, he fouls it away to the right side. He doesn't need a homer here. A single should be enough to score Bolte and tie up the game. The outfield is in no doubles defense. Pinyango in left, Bateman in center, and Shavers in right very deep. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. 1-1.
Easier said than done, but that's the key here. You can't chase that stuff outside. Be patient at the plate. Make them bring it to you.
Bolte leading away from second. Simpson from first, down 7-6. Here it comes. Ground ball chopped towards short. It's grabbed by Howard. Goes to second. Juggled there, but they do get the out. The ball popped free on the transfer. Ramirez forces out Simpson as Bolte takes third, and Wilbas is now on at first base. One down in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, if you're Lansing, you're going to take that trade-off. I mean, the goal is to tie this score and extend the game at least. You'd like to win it, but in all scenarios, you want to tie it, and the tying run is now 90 feet away.
Double play would end the game and put South Bend into the victory seat for a fourth time in 5 contests here in Lansing. Tying run 90 feet away. Cameron Masterman fouls away the first pitch. Off the top of the netting, up into the seats.
And if you're Cameron Masterman and you hit one on the ground, you have to sprint like you haven't sprinted before to beat that thing out and extend the game.
Doubled his last time up. 1-for-3, 2 runs scored. Down 7-6, the deal. Swing and a miss. This has been what Masterman has struggled with this year. He struck out in his first at-bat today. He has whipped 33 times. This is his 21st game. And Grayson Moore is the strikeout pitcher. No balls and 2 strikes. Last of the ninth, the deal. Fouled away right side. Caught a piece of that 94-mile-an-hour heater away.
In the second inning, he struck out on 1, 2, 3 pitches. After 2 pitches, he took time, and then he struck out. Thereafter time, he fought it off.
Let's see now if Moore goes to the breaking stuff. Well, Bass at first, Bolte at third. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him with the hook down and in. 2 away in the bottom of the ninth.
Just a little bit too aggressive there, and that's a great pitch, but coming in on your hands. If it's a fastball, it's inside. He swings at it, and that's a tough at-bat right there for Cameron Masterman.
So it's up to Colby Halter. Halter is 2-for-4 with a couple of singles and a couple of runs scored. Cubs are leading 7-6, last of the ninth. The pitch, high. Uphill the check swing, denied, ball one. Ryan Wilbas, great speed at first base. Henry Bolte, lightning quick. Couple of steps away from third, 90 feet away from tying the game. The set, Moore's pitch. Strike called, outside corner. Right there at the knees with the off speed.
Right center field and triples alley, Jesse, is wide open.
And this is a spacious field. Grayson Moore is ready. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. And now the Lugnuts are down to their final strike.
Well, it's that breaking ball stuff. I mean, it looks good. It's why Moore is a strikeout pitcher. And it is completely fooling the Lugnuts. And he's got all of the arsenal to go to now.
1 ball and 2 strikes on Halter. 2 gone. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called. And this ball game is over. South Bend beats Lansing 7-6. Pedro Ramirez's 3-run homer in the top of the ninth, the game-winning blow. 1 more game remains in this series. Tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, Capital City Market, Kids Day. 1:05 p.m. the start time with Tyler Schlafer for South Bend and Luis Carrasco for the Lansing Locos tomorrow. We'll take a quick break, come right back to Jackson Field with the postgame show. Cubs prevail in a wild one on Saturday night in Michigan State Capitol.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Sometimes, as an empire strikes back, the dark side triumphs. The South Bend Cubs scored 3 in the top of the ninth on 1 big swing by Pedro Ramirez, and on May the 4th, the Cubs beat the Lugnuts 7-6. and the Cubs have now won four of the first five games in the series. Welcome into Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. You didn't need any more convincing about what kind of player Pedro Ramirez is.
No, I did not, and he punched the execute order 66 button tonight in the ninth and launched it out to right. I mean, this has been the story of this series. The Cubs have just had the answers when it has mattered most, and again, Lansing's bullpen has been exposed in a big way in this series thanks to the Cubs hitting, and it happened again in the ninth. You get a two-run lead, it evaporates in that eighth inning, and then you get a two-run lead again, and it evaporates, and you give up the lead in the ninth, and then you still have a chance, Jesse. Your first two get on. You've got a runner at the corners with one out, and you're not able to execute to even tie the score. Both Lugnuts, Masterman and Halter, strike out to end the game.
So, Lansing with that falls to 11-15, while the Cubs improve to 10-16. Silver lining, what did you think of Mitch Meyer's start?
Wow, that seems like it was a month ago.
Yeah.
But
can you remember?
Yes, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
We need a flashback.
But, yes, it was good. It was competitive. He only gave up the one run. He struck out three. And it just hurts even more that he gave you that good start and you couldn't quite finish it off. But that's what the Lugnuts need. They need that good start, get them feeling well. He gave up the one run early, but then he put up zeros and allowed Lansing to stay in the game and eventually take a three-run advantage.
Well, this leaves one more game, Adam. And tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., the Lansing Locos will take the field with Luis Carrasco, followed by Luis Morales in the second appearance for the A's top pitching prospect.
Chance for revenge of the fifth, a chance for Cinco de Mayo. We look forward to that for the Lansing Locos. This one, a stinger, though, tonight. You feel for the Lugnuts who did everything right, but some big-time moments for the Cubs, and they have won the series a day early.
The sort of game where each team had its manager ejected on back-to-back plays. You were looking at me throughout the later going of this game going, I do not know what is going to happen next. Do you know the Yogi Berra line, expect the unexpected and vice versa?
Uh-huh.
I feel like you were unexpecting the expected.
Craziest game we've had through 26 games in 2024. It's not close. This one, what's even wilder was so straight and even keeled up through seven innings.
It just had a steal of home, nothing more.
Yeah, there was nothing going on. And then we get to the eighth and just absolute chaos. And you give credit to the Cubs. They turn this game around, turn it on its head, and they end up finding a way to win this series after they had come in Tuesday in last place after a series loss. And they will head home with no worse than a 4-2 series win. They'll try for 5-1 tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Any last closing remarks?
I'm out of them, Jesse.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you as well.
For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Here's wishing you well. On a Saturday night from Michigan State Capitol, your final score once more, South Bend 7, the Lugnuts 6. Good night, and go Nuts!